Nothing wrong with the seed, but the place is what is not good. They're in the wrong place. In the wrong, so are we going to talk about that in there? They're in the wrong place. That's it. You can't be fruitful until you're in the right place, in the right environment. And so those seed didn't produce nothing. Then Jesus says, other seed, good seed, find itself among the thorns. And those seed did not produce an harvest. And then he says, the rest of the seed find himself in the good ground. And in the good ground, that's where they become what? Fruitful. So that was the place for all the seeds to be. The seed that was at the wayside was supposed to be where? In the good ground.
In the good ground.
Because the seed was good. But the ground was not good. The environment was not good. Go ahead.
Yeah, the good ground destination, it existed.
Yes.
And everything else fell short of it. The wayside fell short.
Yeah.
The stony ground fell short. Among the tares, it fell short. So the Bible says, he who endures to the end will be saved.
Yeah.
He who does not grow weary in his well-doing, he will surely reap if he faints not. So we have to be able to go through the process, through the duration to get to the good ground destination. And that's what God says for us, for our life. We're going to look at Isaac in Genesis chapter 26, because sometimes the good ground destination that's right for us may not look right to other people. The circumstances may seem out of whack, but God has given us a word or a direction, and that's our confidence that we know that that is the right place for us, even though other people may not say that it's come in alignment, people's opinions and such. The circumstances may not line up, but when we know that God has something for us in that place, what's for us is for us. Doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. And that was the case with Isaac in Genesis chapter 26. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. So he's giving him an explicit direction, contrary to the circumstances. It was a time of famine. Everybody else was getting up out of there. And the Lord said, no, your portion, Isaac, is to stay. You are to remain here. Don't go down to Egypt. He's telling you, dwell in this land, and I'll be with you. I'll bless you right where you are. Why? Because there was a word that was given to your fathers, and it's time for the word to be performed.
Yes.
A performance of the word was coming to pass. So Isaac, he was given his direction. It wasn't marching orders to march out. It was to stay in the place where he was. And in verse 12, it tells us, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became what? Very prosperous.
Yeah. And now he becomes so prosperous there that the Philistine, what?
Envy him.
Envy him. He becomes, because he was in the land of what?
Famine.
Mm-hmm. But that land for him was the land
in
of
the
what?
Fruitfulness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the key here. What is famine for somebody might be fruitful for you.
Because he sowed.
Oh, come on.
He sowed in the land of famine, and it became his place of fruitfulness because it was in alignment with what God said for him. It was his good ground destination to sow in.
So you know what happens? Sometimes we're looking, and then we get stuck.
Yes.
And then we stop searching. So we have to keep on and keep on. If it's in God's will, we will find our fruitful ground.
Yes. We definitely will. And listen for the voice of God. If God spoke to Isaac, says, stay in the land. Don't go to Egypt. Don't run. Don't go down there. You stay here. because there's a fulfillment of a word that I have given unto your father that must come to pass, and it will come to pass through you. And he obeyed. So obedience is a part of us becoming fruitful. As you open up in your opening statement, Emily, another key to become fruitful is through obedience, because obedience produces the result of what God says.
Mm-hmm. Never give up. Doesn't work, find another way.
Yeah.
Some people give up too soon. That's the thing. You have to be strong and persevere. And I've had this happen in my life. I wanted something, and I never gave up, and God has blessed me, I must say. But it's a struggle sometimes. You know, you just don't want to be bothered, but you keep on going, God will show you the way.
Amen. Dan, continue to read.
Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we."
So what was happened there, that there's a famine. He grow and grow and grow in livestock.
Mm-hmm.
So the little water that is there was what? Not enough to feed his flock and for the flock of the Philistine, for their provision. So they said, "No, you need to leave here. You got to get away from here. You're too big for us. You're too big in this place. And you're causing more problem if you stay here." Okay.
They needed more space.
They need more space.
Spread out.
Yeah.
Verse 17, "Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there." And we're going to pick this up tomorrow as he continued to spread out until he found the wide open place of his provision. We are commissioned to find our fruitful place this month. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Fill my days with details and all the choices of the earth. I carry the yoke of worry and all the burdens that it brings. So through the midst of all the rushing, you whisper to our hearts, and with your sweet voice, you say to us, to be still and know you are God. To be still and know you are God. Just to rest in your arms. So give me peace and wisdom to know how to fill my time, where I can keep you at the center of my life. So through the midst of all the rushing, there is time to spend with you. And my foundation will daily be still and know you are God. To be still and know you are God. Just to rest in your arms. Just to rest in your arms. To be still and know you are God. To be still and know you are God.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD.